I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. They found a better way to mortgage that you can focus on making your new house your home. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Glad you're with us. DA with you. Coming up this hour on the show, Sam Darnold's spleen magically better. He'll play this Sunday. Good news for the Jets. Also, Mike Tomlin. Apparently, Washington is hot and heavy after him. He addresses those rumors that'll come up in soundcheck. But our next guest was a 10-year veteran in the NFL. Second-round pick of the Cardinals out of Vanderbilt. He's a member of the CBS Sports Network team. The CBS Sports Network has a number of games this weekend. Friday night, Colorado State travels to New Mexico. On Saturday, a quadruple header, starting with Toledo at Bowling Green, then BYU at USF, Fresno State at Air Force, and Wyoming at San Diego State. And on Saturday, the 3:30 SEC window, the big one is Alabama traveling to College Station to take on Texas A&M. Corey Chavis joining us this morning on the show. Corey, good morning. How are we doing?
Doing fine, man. How are you?
Doing great. Appreciate you joining us. And some have said that Alabama is the best team of the country. Maybe Clemson is the best team of the country. Perhaps Georgia is. Maybe Ohio State is. Who do you think is the number one team of the country?
Yeah, I'll still stick with Clemson, man.
Okay. Why?
Well, they've been battle-tested. I've said it numerous times. I mean, I think those teams that are battle-tested, it'll come up big later on when you get into a key game where you're not necessarily going to win by 30 or 40 points. Now, I think Alabama was tested for a half against South Carolina. It'll be interesting to see whether or not they get tested this week against Texas A&M. And I think Georgia, they've been battle tested as well against Notre Dame.
Okay, so Clemson winning by just a point at UNC, needing to stop that late two-point conversion. That doesn't scare you away from putting Clemson number one.
No, that gives me more to put him number one, because I think at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, how good is UNC, you know, and you start trying to figure out, like, okay, well, they're on the road. You're trying to make up reasons why they're in the close game, but did they win? And they did. Same thing with Georgia and Notre Dame. Like, why did Notre Dame make a late rally? You know, I mean, why did they come back? They hadn't played anybody. Why is the game that close? But they found a way to win it. And I think those games are important for you as you go to national championship run. Same thing with LSU against Texas, being in a little bit of a back-and-forth game and finding a way to win. I think those close games are important, as you've seen in the college football playoff games in the past. Who could forget the game between Oklahoma and Georgia that was back-and-forth all the way down to a late-minute game. Clemson and Alabama on a couple of occasions have come down late. You know, those games battle-test you and get you ready to win a championship.
Corey Chavis joins us from the CBS Sports Network, college football analyst here on the DA Show. What about Ohio State? They're the only team of the country that is top 10 in points scored and top 10 in points allowed. So a great offense and a great defense. Where do you place them nationally?
Well, I think they're about where they need to be. I mean, right now you could argue that the best team they've played is from the American Athletic Conference, and that's Cincinnati, because I think Michigan State has been a little bit underwhelming. They've had their moments. I think that was a game that, you know, that Michigan State had a chance, but had some critical mistakes that enabled, you know, Ohio State to just kind of keep some distance from them. I think that was a game that people were kind of waiting to see whether or not Ohio State would really get tested. I was surprised they were able to run roughshod over Cincinnati like that and win by 42. I was actually more impressed with that performance any performance they've had this year. The Nebraska game was also an impressive performance, but I don't think Nebraska's lived up to expectations coming into the season.
Are you a believer on LSU being able to potentially topple Alabama in the SEC West, or maybe win the SEC in general if Georgia gets to the title game?
Yeah, I'm a believer in Joe Burrow. So I think this weekend will, you know, either substantiate that belief or, you know, take it down a notch. Because I think this is his first big test. He's going against a nationally ranked top-tier defense. And I think it's going to be important for him to maintain the same time. He's going to make some mistakes this weekend. So how does he bounce back from those? Can the offense maintain its explosiveness against a very active defensive front and against a more athletic secondary with far more depth than what he's seen? And you can argue that he saw that same type of depth against Texas, but I don't think they have the same front seven as Florida. So the combination of that front seven with the back end, I mean, that makes this a tougher test for Burrow, particularly because, you know, he's going against a team in a nationally televised game that's out for blood.
Do you think that Dan Mullen at Florida has the potential to build a powerhouse in the SEC East that can match, that can rival Georgia? Seems like right now he's got the defense to do so, but not the offense. But Dan Mullen's known for his offense. So do you think that the Gators have the potential to be a powerhouse just like Georgia on that side of the SEC?
I do. I think a lot of what he touches, turns to, I wouldn't say gold, but at least silver. And really, when you look at their offense this year, they are completing 73% of their passes. They found a way to be productive in the passing game. He's always going to be able to have, a decent running game. One bell cow back, normally two to three backs. They P-Wine's a pretty good back this year. It'll be interesting to me to see, hopefully, Trask, for their sake, can stay healthy because I think he's going to be a big key to their success. If he can't go, I think Emory Jones has a little bit more in the quarterback run game, which Mullen likes, that really would help them, add another dimension to the offense.
Corey Chavis joins us this morning on the show, CBS Sports Network college football analyst. From the group of five teams, right now Boise State is ranked highest at number 14, and then you have SMU, Memphis, you mentioned Cincinnati, from group of five conferences. Do you think Boise State is the best group of five team by a long shot, or would you group other teams, other schools that I mentioned, closer to Boise State?
Well, you got to remember, I mean, I think you brought up a good point. I mean, I think Boise State could have lost to Marshall. That was a 14-7 game. Marshall's been a little bit, they've been okay this year, but they haven't been excellent. I had them a week ago. So I do think that game in itself brings up a little bit of question marks in terms of, just what Boise State can be. I do think they've gotten better, though, as the season has gone on, and I always like to see that. I think it was a big – that road victory against Florida State is looking a little bit better now because Florida State has started to come around and is starting to play a little bit better football. They've got to be able to keep their quarterback healthy. I think that's going to be important because of his playing style. But I really like SMU. I know they had the big comeback win last week against Tulsa, a game they could have lost. But, again, I just mentioned it. When you come back and win those types of games, I think it does something for your team's confidence. And I think their team is a little bit underrated defensively. Then they've got a very good NFL draft prospect and Rodney Clemens on the back end. They've got some other guys back there, including a UCLA transfer and Brandon Stevens, who's not playing bad football. So that, along with the very diverse offense, you got Shane Buechele as the Texas transfer at quarterback. Remember, he was in front of a switching time with Eilinger for the longest time in Texas. He's done a good job for SMU. I keep an eye on them, and I do like Cincinnati as well.
Finally, I don't know how closely you've been following this Penn State situation, but there was a Penn State fan that wrote a letter to one of the players and criticized him for his dreadlocks and said he wants it to go back to Penn State having clean-cut guys, and he doesn't want them looking like Florida State or Miami. This felt very tinged with racism. James Franklin spoke about this at the podium yesterday, defending his player, saying he's the type of guy that he'd want his daughters to marry. He's an honor roll guy, etc. Watching this, I was wondering if you had an opinion on this fan or the type of expectation fans might have and how it might feel pretty unfair or kind of ridiculous at times if you're a college athlete.
Well, I just wonder, I think the big thing for me is you just wonder what would happen if the kid wasn't a Jeans List student, if he wasn't, you know, a team captain. You know, like, why, I don't know that you should even have to defend that if you're James Franklin. And I'm, you know, I'm pretty close to the Penn State program, and I appreciate the comments that he made. You know, I visit there all the time, but I think that, you know, he was defending the kid unnecessarily in this situation simply because at the end of the day, like, you know, that's the type of kid James Franklin recruits. And I think that there's a certain expectation you should have of the coach. You know, I think, you know, when you make a statement like that, you're talking about the program in a sense, particularly if you're an alum. So really it just comes down to believing in the people that are in place, believing in who they're recruiting, believing in their character, believing in their parents, believing in who you're trying to build as a football team and what they're trying to build. And from my experience around the Penn State program, I think they have a lot of very good student athletes, and a lot of those guys have represented the school very well. So I don't think it's as much about the fans as much as it is the fans getting the knowledge of learning, you know, it's particularly if you're an alum, okay, this is who they're recruiting on a consistent basis. And maybe that's what James was trying to do, was trying to expose that fan to the types of guys that they're recruiting.
Corey Chavis, CBS Sports Network college football analyst. Big weekend for CBS and the family networks on CBS Alabama, Texas A&M. The Saturday 3:30 Eastern kick, the SEC on CBS and the CBS Sports Network, a quadruple header Saturday, Toledo, Bowling Green, BYU, USF, Fresno State Air Force in Wyoming at San Diego State, and it begins also on CBS Sports Network Friday night, Colorado State at New Mexico. Corey, great stuff, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot for having me, man. I appreciate it.
You got it. Corey Chavis, our guest this morning on the show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.